Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be, an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And today we will be doing a talk about the Korean drama Moving.
As high school seniors, all you want to do is hang out with your friends, ace all your tests, get into your chosen university, and work for a secret international government organization just like any other high school senior. For Kim Bong-suk, Jang Hoon-soo and Lee Gang-hun, their senior year doesn't quite go as smoothly as they want it to go. They look like ordinary students, but they have special abilities that they inherited from their parents. With constant parent-teacher meetings in their wake, their parents struggle to hide their special abilities from other people and protect them from being used by the ghosts of their past and new enemies in their present, seeking to deactivate these retired agents.
Wow, I love that. That was great.
So, Jersey, what did you think of the show Moving?
Okay. Now, let me just start off by saying this, yes. Okay? So, you have been texting me and saying, Auntie Marcy, check this out.
Check all the different ones.
Yeah, these different ones. And I must say, you have really been sending me some good shows to watch. I have to give you credit for that because I haven't been saying, Risa, check this out. I've been saying, oh, what am I supposed to watch? Okay. And they've been good. So Moving was one of these ones. I think it was on Disney, right?
Disney Plus.
And so I was watching Moving and I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't know what the heck it was about.
Neither did I.
But I said, well, it's a Risa recommend, so let me check it out. And I loved it. I really loved it. There were some bits that were a bit like, I wish you would speed it up.
Yeah.
But I really did enjoy Moving. I didn't know what it was about. So when I found out that they were like superheroes or, you know, had superhuman abilities,
yeah,
I thought that was cool.
I'm not going to lie. When I look up Moving, you go, what is this about? It doesn't tell you a lot. In the beginning, it didn't tell me anything. And I didn't know the webtoon that it was based on.
Yeah.
But I saw the actors who were in it and I said, I'm watching this. I 100% decided to, I should say not 100%. I 95% I decided to watch it based on the actors who were in it.
Yeah.
And then 5% was just because it was about superheroes. Most of it was like this. I don't see these guys do web series often.
Yeah.
I'm watching you.
Lately, there've been a lot of web series that they're turning into dramas these days. No, lately.
Yeah.
Korean dramas. I've been seeing a lot of webtoons that they're turning into dramas these days.
Yeah, I think it's making me want to get back into like webtoons.
Well, I don't even know how to webtoon, so.
How to webtoon?
I don't know how it's done.
It's online. It's on
okay, I don't even understand
it. Subscribe and they release it on a weekly basis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. I used to, mine was, when I was younger, it was like Naruto.
Japanese. That's Japanese one.
It's Japanese, but yeah. Like it's the same thing. It's the same concept.
Webtoon
is. Like,
okay.
It's a manga, and mangas, they used to be released weekly. But it was like, there was something called a Shogun Jump. And what ends up happening is it was like a issue you got weekly, but it had a bunch of like new issues of mangas.
Yeah.
And I would fortunately get the web version of it and the translation into English. Thank you forever, whoever did it. And I would watch. And you just pick the ones you like. A lot of times people just read them all. But I had certain ones that I was like prone to do it. And when you had to catch up on ones, like say you got into like, and then what they did as cool promotion is that they would make anime versions.
Yeah.
And I remember I fell into the trap because I grew up on like watching certain anime versions. So like Dragon Ball Z, you know, Naruto, what's another one? Oh, but Dragon Ball Z was a big one where when I got into it, there's so many episodes or seasons. And then I started Sailor Moon, like I was watching seasons. And then I watched one and then it ended at 13. So I thought the story ended.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that sometimes they don't continue doing the anime, but the manga still continues. But it was a part of my life and I should get back into it. But now I'm playing catch up so much, it's going to be like...
You're way behind.
I'm so behind that it's hard for me to get in. I have to have time to just set it up, schedule it.
That's how I feel about Coronation Street. But you know what?
Would you go back or would you just start?
To the 1960s? I would if I could.
But wait, you're not still watching Coronation Street?
I do. I still watch it.
Oh, you still watch it?
From time to time. If I catch it on Sunday morning on CBS.
Oh, okay.
CBC? CBC? CBC?
I think it's CBC.
CBC, yeah.
Or PBS?
CBC. CBC.
Yeah.
And I happen to be like preparing dinner, you know, seasoning meat or something, and I turn the TV on and it's on, I'll watch it. But I'm like, I took a hiatus. So, Korean dramas took over my Coronation Street.
The timing for it.
Yeah.
And I am now very overwhelmed. Like, I know we started this podcast and we wanted people to know about K-dramas.
Yeah.
But there is another wave of like fandom, people who are drawn to it, people who are watching it, different platforms. And I can't keep up. There was a time that I was able to actually dip into every single one.
Yeah.
And just try it to see if I like it and continue or don't continue. Now, there's some I haven't even watched. And it's been out for like two. We were so good. We had so much time.
Yeah.
And there weren't that so many stations or channels that were coming out with all the different dramas.
Yeah.
That I was able to keep up and go, I could watch. Even if I haven't watched it, I know what you're talking about because I dipped into it. I didn't
right,
like it.
But now,
if you like it, that's great. Now?
We have Viki. They're on Disney Plus. They're on Prime.
They're on Netflix still.
Netflix even. And probably other things that we don't
yes,
even...
There's
then
some,
there's Viki that we
and then
subscribe
even in,
to.
Even in Korea itself, there's different channels that now have...
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. But I'm
you
not mad at it.
Hit.
I'm just like, where do I watch it? Where do I go?
But also, I feel like they're putting out so much that sometimes I'm finding it's hard to find ones I actually really like.
I find I rely on two sources. And one is Risa. And the other source is what dramas you should be watching on YouTube. And
really?
Then I look out for them. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there's a source like that.
There's like there are people who, you know, just do YouTube videos about certain Korean dramas and what to look out for in 2024, 2023,
okay,
or what's
great.
Coming out in this. And I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. And then I'm like, wait for it to come out.
Okay, so I'm one of your sources.
Yeah.
I use a site that actually lists upcoming ones.
Yeah.
What's
the site?
Asian Wiki.
Asian Wiki, okay.
I just see them what they list and I click in. Every so often I go, let me see what's coming up. And I'll click in and then I'll read the synopses. I'll see who's in it.
Yeah.
If there's a trailer. Actually, I don't even watch the trailers. The trailers make no sense to whatever the show's about.
Yeah.
I've learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Certain trailers, actually, I've noticed, like certain web dramas, they do it so that, like... They're actually telling you about a show, but some of them are like, this doesn't make any sense
yeah.
to me how this relates to your show. And then sometimes they make it funny and I'm like, this is a dark drama. you've fooled me. But yeah, I read the synopses, I read who's in it. Most of the time it's like, if there's an actor I like in it, I'm more inclined to check it out than ones that it doesn't have an actor I like in it.
Mm.
But then also... I also watch shows on hype, because again.
What do you mean on hype?
Like my Dearest.
Yeah.
I stopped watching it, and then YouTube is like you said. YouTube is really good where like they show you small clips of things.
Yeah.
And then I watched a clip, and I was like,
"Is that the same drama I was watching?"
The same drama?
Yeah.
That's what made me
go back
and go and check it out again,
mm-hmm.
Or keep watching. Like I wasn't like tuning in. I was waiting, and I'm like. Oh, let me watch another episode, right? And it was hard. And then YouTube clips, and they show you the highlights, the parts, and you're like, how did I get to that scene? And I kept watching it, and that's how I kept watching, because I'm like, this is not the drama I was watching. And again, it was like a fight scene, too, and I'm like, I love dramas with fight scenes. I love that. I love action. So it kind of makes me keep watching.
Ah.
But like Moving didn't have, I had no clue what
no
this was
precursor.
About.
No precursor. About what it was.
And what I appreciated though, that they when they launched it, I think they released three episodes or two episodes right away.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, they got
I think
me
it was
really
more than two. I think it was more than two.
I think it was three then. It was three.
I feel like it was three because I remember saying
or seven. No, I'm lying. Wasn't it seven? And then they did it weekly or something? They did a really good launch.
It was a good amount.
It was a good amount.
And
got
then I thought, oh, maybe they're just doing it all at one time. And then they started doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, then
weekly.
I realized that, yeah, they were releasing like one episode next week, then yeah. Next week, 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
All the way up until
but
like
I was,
20
because they got me into it. Because yeah. It took a while to like set up the story.
Yes. It did.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we've gone on tangents. We talked about why we loved it. We talked about why webtoons are great and how we should get back into it.
Yes.
And how there's more and more. Like
yes.
Maybe we should write a webtoon. We'll
I
get
would
someone
love,
else to draw.
I would love I can't draw. I can't
draw.
Even make proper
I
don't
draw
stick
no
people.
More. I don't draw no
At
more.
At least you don't draw no more. I don't draw. Okay.
Yeah, and then we get ours made into a drama. That would be the highlight of our lives. If we
but you know what we could do? You know what we? Oh, maybe we should talk about this offline.
Yeah.
Because somebody would take our idea. Anyways, I'll just talk about it anyway. So what we could do,
yeah.
we make the drama, the webtoon, right?
Uh-huh.
Then we act it out, right? Then you use AI to turn you into a cartoon. That's what we do. Yeah, it would work.
AI is killing creativity.
Sorry. But
no, it's fine.
It would work.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I had someone wrote a book one time and she told me that there's something that you can just put the words in or something and it will come out with a drawing based on what you put into it. And you know what? When I saw them, I was like, this is some good artwork, computer. Computer did good work, but she goes, it's really random. So like the next time you do it, it won't be the same art style. I was like, that would be bad.
That would be very bad.
But it was a cool AI where you could turn your words or what you're describing into
a picture. Yeah, they got some interesting things out there.
Yeah,
so anyways.
It is dangerous.
You know, or we could just find an artist, which might be, you know, easier.
Yeah. Oh, one thing about this drama too that before we get to the comments, they kept noting this and I'm like, I see that. Where they thought they were comparing it to Heroes. Remember Heroes from NBC? Save the cheerleader, save the world.
I think I didn't watch very much of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think I watched a few episodes.
And then I think you brought this up to me and I thought about
Sky High,
the movie.
Sky High was a
great
film.
It was very Sky High, but they don't know they're Sky High.
Yeah. Sky High, they knew that they were special.
Yes, they knew.
Yeah.
But this Sky High, they did not know.
Yeah.
They were in Sky High. They thought they were living their life. They didn't realize the government was tracking them this whole time.
No.
So, yeah, it was very interesting.
But they knew they had abilities.
Yeah, they knew they had their own abilities. They didn't know that. Except for one of them. One of them knew that the teacher knew about it, but like the other two, they had no clue that they were actually brought to the school.
Who
for
had
their
clues? They had a really good way of hiding that until like later on. Because I was just like, everybody else in the school was normal though.
Yes, it was only a few select.
A few
but then
select
you
people.
Find out that he's been finding these few selects ever so often.
Yeah.
Right?
And bringing them to this school when they.
Yeah.
You know, had to leave their other schools, which most of them had to.
Yeah, they had a lot of parent-teacher. Like, there was a lot of parent-teacher. Hey, he flew or he took some, like, there was a lot. That one girl had an insane one where, like,
dealt with
bullying.
Yes.
First of all, how she dealt with them was amazing.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
All right, so I have a comment.
Okay.
I have one comment from a Chancellor 7, it says, amazing show. I really didn't want to watch because I usually don't watch superhero shows that are not reality. No superhero shows is reality. What are you talking about? But it really reminded me of American show Heroes, like other commenters have said, and even the show Stranger Things. But Moving is even better than these American series. I like that Moving is about love and friendship and loyalty, sadness and loneliness too. That makes the flying and the super strengths more realistic. The love scenes are so good in this show, and the quality of the special effects superhero scenes are much better than some American superhero movies. They are holding to that. The music is also so good. I agree. It's very similar to Korean and Japanese 80s music, like slow city pop. Yes. I love the type of music that makes you feel warm and peaceful and brings you good memories, even though I wasn't born in the 80s. Great show that exceeded my expectations.
I like the way that this was, they were just like, I wasn't born in the 80s. Like, that was so long ago. Wow.
I know.
Wow, that's something 80s special.
Is a great time.
It was great. I enjoyed
I'm
it.
I'm late 80s. Sometimes people in the 80s say that you're not 80s. I'm like,
yes, I am.
I think I am. I don't remember the 80s, but I was born. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have a comment here by somebody by the name of HRL. Moving is literally one of those extremely good, rare television dramas that come out every 5 years. I'll be honest. At first, I didn't expect much as I thought that Moving would be a recycled drama where the theme and some parts of the plot would be a copy and paste. But I was wrong. The fact that the creator thought of a way to start Moving by showing the students' perspectives as a buildup, then slowly but perfectly showing the parents' history to lead up to the climax to combine both is a job well done.
Okay, so I have another comment, and this is from Maylin. This show was amazing. Reminds me of American Heroes, the first season. We are all used to the superhero genre where they have all these amazing powers and are so different from regular humans. But this show makes superheroes feel human. They are regular humans who just happen to have super special abilities. But this doesn't make their lives easier. In the contrary, if superpowers and superheroes were real, this is what it would be like. Of course, they would be targeted and mistreated by the government, used as guinea pigs, spies, criminals. The Superman and Batman of the world are great. But again, if superpowers were a real thing, I think this is how it would be manifested. Love how the series, like the TV show Heroes or the movie Brightburn, I've never seen that one, but I guess I have to, try to make superpowers and super people more realistic.
A realistic super person.
Yeah, I get what she's saying. You know, what it kind of reminded me, or what I would relate to that is that their powers were kind of like an extension of, it's just like, oh, you're strong, but it's extra strong. You have good eyesight. You know, like it was kind of normal superpowers, except for the one who floats. And then how it started was he wasn't flying.
No.
He was floating.
Yes.
Yeah. He was just like light.
Yeah.
So it was kind of based on like very realistic things. So that was fascinating to me.
Ah. Okay. I have another comment here by Potato Times 2. I just started watching this after much skepticism, since K-dramas involving powers are usually pretty corny. But this was incredible. So much attention to detail. What a great show. Loved it.
What are the other K-dramas with powers that
I have no idea.
Have you missed some other ones?
Like Robot Love? Maybe that's a whole different
show. No, I stopped watching Robot Love.
Let's see.
I watched Android Love and I said, no more.
Oh, maybe things like where the aliens came down. Oh, what was that show called? Oh, I can't remember
aliens
right now.
Came down.
Oh, I can't remember.
Superhero? I've never seen another superhero one.
I don't know if they were superheroes, maybe. But they had special abilities.
Because
they were like aliens or something. We watched this show.
Did we watch it? Are you sure?
Yes, there was a show.
Did I block it out?
And they had this crystal or something, and they could do stuff like, okay, forget it.
Abyss.
Thank you so much. Wow. I was like, Risa's looking at me like I'm a crazy person. But Abyss.
That was not a good one, though.
It wasn't good. Like, but they said corny.
I don't think that was a superhero, though.
But they had a special ability.
Unless they're talking about the one where it was like strong woman Meng Su.
Okay, that was ridiculous.
I love that first one, though. The second one, it was not my
There was
tea.
A second one?
I told you about this. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I couldn't keep watching it.
Okay.
So, I get what you're talking about. I get what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think that one came after Moving.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was campy on purpose, but it was
Not great.
Too campy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you have any other comments?
I don't have any more. I have one more comment. And this one is by Mansion. A moving drama that doesn't come around very often. Sublime, witty, action-packed, and emotional. The chemistry is through the roof. It is like no other. And you get sucked into them, really. You get sucked into their reality while watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would. What I thought was very interesting, I would say an interesting fact I found out, was that the webtoon creator, their name is Kang Full. They also wrote this screenplay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. The webtoon person.
So the person who created the webtoon created the screenplay.
So that made it extra.
This is like his vision. I've never read the webtoon, but
okay.
So this is the webtoon vision of how he wanted to lay it out, I think.
What I liked about the way that it was formatted was how I could see it being a comic or like a webtoon.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it was kind of
because I was just like, why are you going back now? But they do that all the time in webtoons.
All the time.
Because I was like, this doesn't make sense. In the drama world, it doesn't make sense. In the webtoon world, that's what they do.
Yeah. One thing I will say, like, I know that one of your commenters liked how the layout was.
Yeah.
Of the stories. I personally, there was a span, and I think that's maybe why they did it on purpose, where they released like 7 at one time or 6 at one time. I would have preferred if they did some back arcs or a little earlier.
Yeah.
There was a time, it was like, I didn't like how they just laid out the kids. I wanted them to bring in certain things a little earlier. Like one thing I wanted to bring in earlier, because I personally thought the last 4 episodes were like my favorite part. And it felt rushed.
Yeah.
And I wish they brought the North Koreans earlier and brought that story.
The North Koreans were great.
So good.
But when they were showing the backstory of the parents,
yeah,
I found that to me was a draggy part of it. Yes. I wish they had
changed
the order.
It. Yeah.
Like put that closer in the beginning.
Yes, or split it up, or
split it up so that you know how where these kids came from and what was going on a little bit better. Because first, I felt like 2 different stories. First, you're seeing about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you're seeing where the kids came from. Now there's a war. It didn't make sense in that sense.
Yes, you know, this is what I would say is, I personally think they could have told their parents' stories
in one episode?
No, not even one episode. I personally like the, it's just like you said, it's just like a graphic novel or a webtoon. It's an arc. It's a little backstory arc. I love that style.
Yeah.
So I like that they had their own capsule episodes.
Yeah.
I loved it. But I think there are moments within the first few episodes, they could have easily showed us their parents' backstory.
So, yeah, editing, like where it was placed.
You see a man going around killing people, right? We already know that there's something's going on. We know that their parents must be involved in this, right? We got one child who's like, every morning the mom's like, here's some more weights. Eat some more food. Like, we know something.
Yeah.
I think that they could have revealed the one who regenerates. They could have revealed his backstory first. Like, they needed to separate his story from when that war part happened. And when the two parents met, like, I think they could have told his story, right? Then we saw the one kid who did the jump and he hit the palm on the thing.
Yeah.
When we saw him do that, you could have then told his dad's story.
I
feel like you could have separated it because, like you said, there was a moment. And it's not again, I'm watching it late at night. I fell asleep certain parts.
Yeah.
And it was because it was just, like, a story and it wasn't full of action. I think they could have split that up.
It felt disjuncted. Like, yes. I understand that's how comics go.
Yeah.
But as a drama, I would have liked to see the context come in a little earlier and pull it together.
I just think they could have, and it was hard because I think the one who regenerated, the father who could heal himself, he was connected to the other kid's father's story from the past, right?
Yeah.
So I get it. I get why they wanted to put certain things together and they couldn't reveal it so early.
Yeah.
But I would have preferred that, like, the North Koreans, I don't think I needed to see all their powers, but I wish I saw them around town. Like, you know, like, they just rolled in illegally. It would have been nice if, like, it wasn't just this one guy hunting, but then you're also seeing this one guy's hunting, and it was, like, a global incident.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as global, because they kind of compartmentalized it. I wish it was more global.
Okay, but okay, this is one question which I don't really remember, but maybe you can make it clear. So Frank, the killer guy, he wasn't a North Korean guy. He was from America or something. That was his backstory, that he was adopted. That's why he spoke English.
He's supposed to be from the American branch.
Oh, the American branch. And the North Korean was another branch of them.
First of all, hold on, let me say this. I shouldn't call them branches. It's just that they're not connected. It's like each country
had their own
weapons. Like, if we're, unfortunately, if we're calling them like what they are treated as, they're like weapons.
Yeah.
So each country is developing their own weapons.
Yeah.
And they have their own versions of how they're doing that. So each of them are doing their own weapons. But because as a country, you go, if we're finding this, there must be other people who are having the same issue. And they're finding out, they're like, oh, I think they are developing. So let's send a spy over to figure out how far they've advanced. And they're keeping tabs on each other. They know that this is happening.
Yeah.
Right? They're having people find out that, oh, this country is doing it. This country is developing.
And then the American branch was trying to get rid of them because they didn't want to be tracked that they did this experiment. Is that...
This is the only thing I don't know. I don't know why the American branch was getting rid of the retirees, because there wasn't people... They weren't active.
No, they weren't.
They're all retired. Yeah. Why was the American branch eliminating your retired spies?
I think... I don't know if I fell asleep during part of it and they explained it or they didn't.
I don't remember them explaining why you're attacking.
Uh-huh. I thought there was some sort of brief, and they didn't want it to be known, so they were trying to get rid of them like they never did this thing.
Because the guy who's leading the South Korean branch, he seems to be aware something's happening, but because they're retired agents, he's like, he didn't really fully care. Yeah. Because now they're working on is developing the young ones, right? So he didn't care about the retired agents.
Yeah.
And it seemed like someone exposed a file, right? Which had the list of all these retired people. Because America had to get it from someone.
Yeah.
But it looked like the head person was the one.
And so now they were trying to get rid of them. So maybe they had their own and they didn't know that they were still doing it. I think they explained it. I just don't remember. I vaguely remember a scene where they were meeting with American people. And the American people were talking about how... there was some kind of thing that they had, and then the list fell into the wrong hands. And because they were still doing this experiment that they thought they had stopped, they were trying to get rid of evidence that this was done, I think. And the retirees was evidence.
Wait, but the South Koreans were trying to get rid of
it. No, the American people.
But why do the Americans care about the South Koreans' evidence?
Why would they care about their evidence?
The South Korean, it wasn't the American.
I know that, but they somehow were integrated.
I think
he
was lying, is what I thought.
Oh, you thought it was a lie?
I took that scene as this American coming in saying, oh, yeah, I'm just trying to do it. And the South Koreans is like, hey, guess what? I know what you're doing. I see it. I'm not stopping you. But I think you need to stop now. Because
but
next
then
people
why
on
would
your
you
list,
be coming around killing them for?
I don't think this man cared about those retirees. It's only when he started to go for the parents, where they started attacking the parents of their now new subjects that they had concerns for, I think.
No, I mean, why did the American government send him, or is that a lie? That's what I'm now confused about.
No, the American government did send him, and that's why he met with the American and told him to stop. So then that's why when Frank was about to go and hit up, try to attack
that's
the
what
girl,
I'm talking about. He was sent. The Frank guy was sent to...
The Frank guy was sent.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he was absolutely sent, but I... The reasoning behind it, that was not fully clear why the Americans were trying to get rid of their retired agents.
Okay.
Because it wasn't their agent.
It was somebody else's.
South Korean agents.
Yeah.
And the South Korean agents were leaving them, and he was allowed, like, so when he saw it all happening, they knew who they were attacking. They knew someone had a list and they were trying to kill it, but they were deactivated. So that's why they didn't. He just goes, monitor the situation.
I have to rewatch to see if I missed something.
Oh,
because that would be a big thing not to explain.
Yeah, I do not think they explained in the way that we want that explanation. All they kind of were doing was they noticed who were getting hit. And they knew that someone was behind it, but they didn't know who it was yet.
Yeah.
So they're like, just monitor the situation. So then they finally found him on camera and they realized, oh, this is an American agent.
Yeah.
Right? So then when they met with him, he's just like, hey, I see what you're doing. I see it. I've been watching it.
Yeah.
I need you to stop now. There's no reason for you to continue doing this. So you need to stop. So then they pulled out the agent. And I don't know what, I can't remember the deal he did with him, but he was able to get him to stop attacking his agent.
Yeah.
Maybe. He goes, I will kill your agent or something. I can't remember what it was. But he got him to stop attacking his agent currently.
Maybe it's because they didn't want them to be more advanced than them.
It could be that they're keeping them in check, but like those were retirees.
But the one thing that Frank said one time is that, did you have children?
Okay, so that's something he kept saying all the time.
Yeah.
So what could also be happening is that the South Koreans, the Americans were really just like, we're trying to take over and we want to, because like when they wanted to kill the kids too.
Yeah.
They wanted to eliminate their competition, I think, what happened.
Yeah.
And what happened is that the South Koreans caught on that they were killing the retirees, but I guess they also caught on that you're actually looking for the next generation.
Yes. And that was a problem. That's when they
told them, you need to stop.
Yeah.
We're not doing this. Like, if you want a big out war, we will do it. And you won't make it out, but your agent needs to be pulled back. Pull back your agent now.
Yeah.
And then that's when he pulled back his agent. Right? So that's my understanding.
Okay.
I don't remember the show explaining to it. Maybe I have to read the webtoon, but I don't remember the show explaining why the Americans were trying to eliminate them.
To
and
begin
then the North
with.
Koreans didn't had suspicions that the South Koreans were still doing these experiments.
They just wanted to see where they were at.
Yeah. Yeah, they wanted to take your file. They wanted to find out. It seemed like every country was just trying to find out who are their people, who are their weapons.
Yeah.
And how can we take out their weapons? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted it to be more, what's it called? In sync or happening at the same time. I wanted all of that to happen at the same time instead of how they separated it. Because, it made it kind of disjointed in the storytelling. But I did like the parents' arcs. I just wanted them separated because my favorite arc was when you find out how hit the guy who floats, how his parents
met.
That was my favorite the old arc.
I liked all of the histories. I just, I don't know, somehow wanted it rearranged a bit differently.
I just wanted it rearranged. It was just like, oh, another old, like, can we go back to the kids now? It wasn't.
Yeah, it's like, no more kids anymore?
There's no more kids? Yeah.
And the way that they did it like that, it made me feel like there was going to be a whole lot more episodes. So then when they had like two things of this war and then it was done, I was just like, this is kind of weird. Like, I feel like there should be more story and I didn't get that.
Yeah, I loved seeing, like, the two parents. And this is my favorite part. The whole time we were watching this, their kids are, like, now falling for each other. You have never met the parents. And then literally a parent-teacher interview, a teacher, and you realize that, oh, my God, these people know each other.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just waiting for them to meet.
Yeah.
So if you guys are both meeting up
But you're in
school,
the same town.
Yes. And that's the thing is, like, they're in the same town. These kids go to the same school. And when you finally meet each other, that's only time that you would get them figuring out that something's happening.
Yeah.
Why would both of our kids be here? That is really what it is.
Yeah.
And that's when they both are like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
So I love that they never met. They never met until like literally the time where it's like.
They all have a store in the same town.
It's true. I know. But he's always cooking chicken. Like, you can't get out.
Yeah.
You know how busy a fried chicken business will be in tomorrow? He has no time. He has no time to leave.
This is true. This is true. And the other one had a donkatsu restaurant.
Yeah,
and the other one had a
food.
What was the other restaurant?
They need to still work.
I think the other one just had a store. I can't remember what kind of store.
Oh, he just was. No, he was just on house arrest. He couldn't leave his yard.
Oh, okay.
You didn't realize that's what happened.
I thought it's because he was running a store.
He went to jail because he went to jail the first time because.
The first time.
You know, they tried to attack. Yeah. Yes. They literally tried to attack. They attacked he saw his wife being attacked. He's like, I ain't pulling up with this. And then he started attacking them. Then they locked him up. And she's like, I can't have your dad being locked up again.
Yeah.
And then they tried to, I think they were trying to lock him up again, but they decided, they realized, you know, the government was going to try and use him.
Yeah.
But then they realized that, oh, I don't think it makes sense to use him. I don't think he can enact plans like we want him to enact plans. So they left him. But they put him on house arrest so they can watch him. That's why he always had the ankle monitor.
Yeah.
And he never left the house.
Yeah.
Right? All he did is make sure that his son got home on time. But
every day.
What happened? My son, what's going on? He's not home.
Yeah.
something's up. I love that. When he just bolted, he's just like, wait, my son always comes home on time or he contacts me and he's not here. I'm looking for him right away. The speed at which he took off, I really enjoyed that.
And I loved it because you know why? Because it just kind of showed, there was one scene where you see when he first went to jail, he was supposed to come back for his son or pick him up or something, and he didn't.
Yeah, he goes, his mom didn't come home.
Yeah.
So he got concerned. And he promised
his son. And he said, you're supposed to be, you know.
On time, yeah.
On time or whatever. And ever since then, he made sure it's a time thing.
Yeah, he made sure that he showed up on, and that's really kind of what he did. It's like a promise he's keeping, like, I'm going to make sure I keep on time. Like, that's why he was so obsessed with times and alarms.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, I let my son down one time. I have to go pick him up on time.
Yeah. A whole lot of drama happened when he was not on time.
Yes. And when no one's on time, like, it's very important that you guys are on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not on time, he will go looking for you. Because if you're in danger, you best believe your husband or your father is going to try and handle business.
Okay. All right.
All right, Michelle.
We went off on a tangent, as we love to do.
Before we got. So what I would say is, after I said, I would say this about the drama too on the streaming.
Uh-huh.
After 7 days of availability, it became the most watched Korean drama original series on Disney Plus.
Wow.
Globally. And based on the hours of streaming. Like, it was a great, it's like superheroes and Korean dramas. Like, it's a great combo.
It is a great combo. And not one that I really remember. I forgot totally about the Strong Woman Bong Soon movie.
Yes. I know. I was like, what other superhero one?
You know?
I forgot about that one.
But so I could see that because I was enthralled in it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and
I find Disney, this is an aside, is doing really good with their dramas. The ones that are on there, I'm enjoying them.
When they started, we've talked about this before. When they started, they weren't great. Now, their selections of whoever's deciding on which content to go for, they're doing a good job. Or how their partnership is working, they're doing a really, really good job.
Yeah, I heard Disney invested $700 million into making Korean dramas for Disney.
Yeah, good job.
It's really good, eh?
Yeah. What they're putting out is good work.
No puppet show at the end of this one, folks.
There will never be a puppet show. And you know that they passed up. They didn't do the Arthdale Chronicles Part 2.
Who?
Disney. They didn't do that one, so.
They did.
Arthdale Chronicles? Disney didn't do that.
Yeah, it was on.
Not on Disney.
Oh, no, it was Netflix.
I'm saying Disney.
Yeah.
Netflix also passed up Part 2 as well. They learned. They're like, I don't know if this is going to make it. They had top actors in it. They're like, this ain't going to work. No, this is not for them. It's expensive. Something else I found out is actually that it won 6 awards at the 2023 Asia Content Award and Global OTT Awards.
Wonderful.
Included Best Creativity, Best Lead Actor, Best Writer, Best Newcomer Actor and Actress, and Best Visual Effects Awards.
Cool.
So who did you find out any information on the actors?
One of the actors that I actually, the only actor that I looked for information on was Frank. And the actor's name is the actor's name is Roo Sung Bum.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen him before this drama, but it turns out he does a lot of film.
Yes.
And so I thought that was interesting. So now I'm going to go back and try to find some stuff that he did.
His brother is a director.
That's what I found out.
What else did you know?
Okay. So his brother's a director. So he starred in a lot of his films. Mm-hmm. But
nepotism.
And he's like one of the top Korean male actors. They consider him one of the top Korean male actors that are out there. I had never seen him before, but I would go and look to see what else that he has done.
I don't remember. What has he done?
They're mostly movies. I've not seen any of them. Something called Crying Fist. Something called Arahan. Something called The Unjust. Die Bad. They're all film.
His brother, who's a director, he was the director for The Veteran.
The Veteran. Did we see that?
Yes, the movie we watched.
Yeah, so those are just some of his films. I just thought it was really, really interesting because I thought he did such a really good job at being that killer, American killer, spy killer. Yes. And he was the only one with an English name, Frank. So, I thought he did a really good job.
ABCDEF.
Oh, the kids who survived. Right. Right, because he was even put in some American testing camp and they made that them do all kinds of foolishness and in the Iowa and whatever, and he like cornfields. And
this is another thing I would say that the government took over for him, they took him in, but that was his mom who was singing, right? She just abandoned him, right? That's supposed to be his mama.
When he went to see her?
At the bar? Yeah, that was his mom, right?
Yeah.
She abandoned him.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just double checking.
I think so, yeah. I think he was abandoned.
Did you know that there was an after credit scene?
No.
Okay, so I was looking at comments and that's how I discovered there's an after credit scene.
Oh.
So he's not dead.
Frank?
Frank's not dead.
Would make sense if he's a comic. He needs to come back and do more.
Well, that's his power, right?
He can regenerate.
Yes, he can die.
After that last thing, I thought he was dead.
He was well dead too. But he regenerated. I guess it just took longer. It was weird. Yeah, it was weird. He didn't come back. So it was odd. But yeah, he came back. I think he went to, back to America, I guess. And he's missing. Apparently he's missing. They have actually another agent called Elias that might come. So I think there might be another season.
They should, because I feel like the story's not done.
Yeah, same.
I have one more interesting fact about him. And is that he met his wife in Bali while he was learning how to surf.
He seems like a surfer dude. I felt that.
He was learning how to surf in Bali and he met her and she's from France, but she's Slovakian in background.
Oh, okay.
And she's an artist.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So he said, you know, they say he really talks about his relationship, but in this one article, he was opening up about how he met his wife. She's a painter, blah, 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 blah. Met her in Bali when they were both on vacation.
All it says on, when I saw it, like, IMDb, this said spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. No name. No nothing.
Yeah.
Just said spouse.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't usually talk about these things and he doesn't. Yeah. That's his private life.
Oh, I get it. That's your private life. Oh, okay. So I actually found out information on two people. Ryu Sung-ryung. I'm saying his name wrong. Sung Ryung.
Yeah.
He made his acting debut at the age of 15 in a stage musical.
Ooh.
And then after his screen debut in 2004, Someone Special, he has since become one of the most versatile and dependable character actors in Korea. So I actually recently saw him in a movie called Extreme Jobs. Did you watch that with me?
Extreme Jobs.
Yeah. It was like one of the top, I think it's number two. The number two best-selling Korean movie.
No, I didn't see it.
No.
I think you were telling me about it. I feel like you were telling me about it.
Yes, because the setup for this show is it's very interesting. It's funny. So they're a team of they're cops and they're trying to do it's wild. It's a funny thing. Like they keep making all these mistakes, but they're trying to track down, I guess, this crime. So this crime lord or someone who's selling drugs. I think they're part of a drug team. And so they decide they're going to do a stakeout at this chicken restaurant.
Yeah.
So they buy the building across from this person's hideout where he usually should show up and they usually order chicken from. My favorite part is the first day they tried to order chicken, they just bought it, so they didn't actually know how to make chicken, so they had to buy chicken from somewhere else just to deliver it. Then what ends up happening is apparently this restaurant, before they bought it, the restaurant was desolate. No one went there. No one was buying chicken. As soon as they bought the place, everyone kept showing up saying, hey, chicken restaurant. I'm not even joking. And then it turned out that eventually they were trying to do their stakeout, but they got so busy with actually running a chicken restaurant, they were just running the chicken restaurant.
Wow.
It was the turn it took was hilarious. It was so funny where it's like, you guys know you're cops. And this is one guy who's like actually doing stakeouts. The only one that was like keeping his sanity of like, guys, we're doing stakeout. We're not running a business.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You gotta watch it because it was so funny. Because you literally just start to see them.
It's a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay.
They start to take on the role of like,
This is what we're doing.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have to shut down because, first of all, they took it was police money that took to buy it for the stakeout purposes. And then they're making this profit. Like, what else you do with it? It was so ridiculous, but it was so great. It was so great. It was really, really funny. Well done. But he was in that movie, so he's like really versatile. And I didn't realize it, but he was also in, I must have not realized that he was the actor in this one, but wait, did you watch Kingdom?
Only the first season.
Okay, so he was in that. He was the one, I think he was a left state counselor.
Okay, because if he was a dead person, just forget it. Because
I think he did he get poisoned? I think he eventually got poisoned, but he was one that was trying
to keep the king. Of those zombie people, just
yeah, he was
it.
One that knew the king was a zombie and was trying to hide it. Yeah. You know, and just trying to rule basically with that way. But yeah, then he graduated with a theater degree from the Seoul Institute of the Arts, and he actually is a teacher at Seoul Arts College School of Acting and Arts adjunct professor.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool. And then the other person that got information now was Zoe Sung, the lead from who was the father who could fly. Uh-huh. And then, of course, from our beloved It's Okay Not to Be Okay.
Oh, Kang Woo's not real. Shirt's coming soon.
he actually studied modeling and events management at Chunam Techno University. But he later enrolled as a theater and film major at Dongguk University, but was expelled in 2007 due to inadequate class attendance.
Because he was busy working.
Yes. Yeah. Because he made his acting debut in 1998 as a model for clothing brand Zozia. He began his acting career in 1999 through the NBC sitcom Jump, and in 2000 starred in the teen drama School 3 and the second season of the sitcom Nonstop.
Hmm.
Yes. And then, so this is, I think, the first time I have ever been more impressed with an actor's endorsement deals than their filmography.
Yeah.
But he puts in work. Like, when I looked at his filmography, I was like, I thought you would have been, I think he's been acting for, if I work that math out, 24 years. Or coming up on 24 years. And I was like, man, he's doing like one thing a year. But I was like, man, I thought he would have probably done more. And I realized that I don't think he needs to, because his endorsement deals that he's had throughout the years.
Wow.
Includes, he's one of like the top CF models in Korea. So they call it commercial film models. He has worked with Fujifilm Finefix, LG Electronics, Amore Pacific's Laneige Home, Maxim Coffee. He also signed contracts with food and beverages.
Love Maxim Coffee.
Yeah, such as Outback Steakhouse, Case Beer. I don't drink beer, so I don't know the brand. Wong Jin Foods, and he even went to the Himalayas to film a Black Yak commercial and more, which is like a jacket brand or clothing brand.
Yeah, wow.
He's putting a lot of work on.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't have to do as many shows or films.
Absolutely not.
He has a lot of endorsements.
Anything he does, the one thing, if he comes in and does one thing, fans are going to go to it because he's beloved. He's attractive. That's full stop. That's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he puts in, great actor. I should add, great actor.
Great actor.
But yeah, but his looks are helping him a lot, killing it. And the endorsement deals, I was very impressed. And like, I didn't even list all of them. But there's some other ones I don't even know where it was, because it was very like South Korean-based lines of partnerships he has.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's more. Like, I just named the ones I'm like, I think I recognize this.
Yeah.
I know this brand. He's putting in work. So, very impressive. I'm trying to think what else. Okay, we already talked about how we kind of would have hoped to kind of restructure
the show. Yes, absolutely.
But one thing I wanted to ask you, which is fun, is if you were to pick a superpower from this universe or this TV show.
From the one that they already had?
Yes, from any of the ones that saw on the show.
Okay.
Whose power would you want to have?
Oh, that's a tough one. Okay. I'll tell you what I don't want.
Can I start there?
I tell you what I don't want.
You don't? What power don't you want?
I don't want to fly because I'm afraid of heights.
Okay.
I don't want to regenerate because does that mean that I never die? That's weird.
Unless you might have a heart attack, maybe?
Wouldn't my heart regenerate?
That's a good point.
I'm going to be around forever.
No, I don't think. I think if you...
You just told me Frank's not dead.
I think the only way you die, your heart has to be pulled from your body. I don't think your heart can come back.
I have no idea how they work.
But you're right. I don't know what this world is saying.
That means I'm forever
going
to be...
You're never going to die.
I don't want that.
Okay.
So I guess the only thing... No, there's a few other ones.
Okay. Perfect shot or aim, right?
I would like the vision. I would like the vision because I would like to see what's happening. I would like to see what's going on.
And okay, so me, so I was between until no, you mentioned
wait,
that
there was another
I might
one. There's
never
another
die.
One.
There's another one.
I wouldn't mind the strength.
Sound. I don't know.
I'd like the strength. I wouldn't mind the strength.
Yeah. Okay. So I would have done that. I would have done the super speed, super strength.
Yeah.
That combo.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of great. Yeah. You know? But at first, I was between that one and the regenerating. But now that you just, I would never die.
I'm never
going to
die.
Ridiculous.
I'm going to be around for 5 million years.
I think I want to eventually, you know, live my life, grow old, and not be around for like a vampire for a year. That would be weird. I don't think that's what it was, though.
But they have, if they keep regenerating, that means that nothing is killing them ever. That's weird.
I just like the fact that you could heal yourself. So I'll get hurt and I'm like, oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, that's great. But how do you die?
That's the question. That's a very good question. Frank did not die in the after credits.
Right?
Frank's going to be around shocked. I thought Frank
forever.
Was dead.
I thought Frank was dead too. That whole truck situation, blow up business, like, come on.
It was a lot. The
and
the
you didn't
powers
see him
that
after
were the
that.
Worst was the guy with the batteries and the Bungerman.
Okay, I don't want that power. I don't want the electricity.
I don't want the electricity power. That you're wearing. Yeah. I'm wearing rubber gloves all day long in my life. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I think I would. But outside of the universe, I've always thought that I've always had a plan. I'm like, if I was to pick a superpower.
Yeah. Invisibility?
Huh?
Invisibility?
No. Okay. Teleportation.
Oh, that's freaky.
I don't like travel time. I commute for work. I just want to...
Just be there.
Just be somewhere. Or when I travel, go somewhere and just... And then all of a sudden...
You would save a lot of money on airfare.
Save a lot of money on planes, you know?
Yeah. You just want to show up and be here. I want to go to Korea. Oh, here I am.
Look, you know?
Yeah.
Like, get all the stuff. Say I'm hungry and it's late night and it's like, oh, how do I get to this location? And it's like, I don't know why I keep making this poof sound, but I'm disappearing. Poof. And then I appear wherever I need to be.
That would be weird to me because I'm like, I always got a weirdness. That would be weird to me because I'm just like, okay, you just, oh, here I am.
Yeah.
But in that poof. What happens in that poof? Am I seeing weird stuff? Am I traveling through space and doing? Are they seeing other weird poof people? And I have no idea.
I don't know if you see other people.
I have no idea because I can't do it. But it just sounds weird to me.
But yeah, that's been always my dream. It sounds weird, but me in theory, if I do go through, what I think of it is like I blink and I open my eyes and I'm in a new place. That's how I want it to be.
Yeah, that would be freaky though.
For everyone else.
For everybody
me, I'm
else.
Time.
Yeah, well. And you're just like, were you just here?
Better than me flying in the with the wind?
I don't want to fly.
Get sick?
I absolutely don't want to fly.
I absolutely don't want to fly either.
Yeah, you'd be flying, you see a plane, people are looking at you, you're looking at them. That's weird.
But the super strength and super speed, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I would.
The vision I would like.
You want the hyper sense of.
Because I don't want to have to look at my wear my glasses.
I'm assuming, I don't know this, but you think it's also taste? You think she just has hyper senses?
Because it wasn't just, because her hearing was heightened as well.
Yeah. It was like hearing and aim, but
and
maybe.
And seeing. Her maybe, hearing and her sight.
Yeah, but maybe she has hyper sense, smells and taste. You think
I don't
so?
Know. I don't remember them showing that.
The weird one was the one who was obsessed, who was like. Clapping in this like made his own sound waves.
Oh, that was
that
just
freaked me out.
That was weird.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was a weird.
That
one.
Was a strange one.
Sonic rays. It's like, okay, sir. Yeah. So, yeah. So basically, to answer your question,
yeah,
it would be strength, because that one seems like the most normal superpower.
Most normal. Okay.
And then I wouldn't have to ask people to move furniture and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're always trying to... But then you always talking about man labor.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll just do all the man labor then?
Well, it wouldn't feel like labor because I would be okay. Super strong.
Oh, that's why, because it's just too hard.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard anymore. I'd be like, oh, okay. Oh, what are you going to do? Oh, you got to move this couch. Okay. No problem. I'm strong enough. I can do it.
Okay, so did you think everything was resolved?
No.
Okay, so what's...
I feel like this whole drama, when it was done, that it was wrong that it was done and that it's missing more parts.
You just wanted more, yeah.
Not just wanted more. I don't think it was fleshed out well enough for me. Okay, usually I'm saying I was fine with H episodes for some of these, but this one I said I needed at least 12. I feel like...
We had more than 12. There's 20.
What?
You didn't realize there was 20?
Was there a part one and part two?
I can't remember. No, I think it... No. No, there wasn't. There was like 7 at one time. And then every week after that, it was like 2, 2, 2, 2.
Anyways, whatever it was, I felt like it wasn't enough.
I'm not going to lie.
Was it 20? Why am I thinking it was 8?
You want to know what's so funny, Timorcy? When I looked it up and I saw 20, I thought I was kind of like...
I don't remember 20.
There was 20? I don't remember 20. I thought it was less 2. I was... with you.
Did they cut it in half? Like half hour episodes?
You know, maybe the episodes weren't as long as we're used to.
Because it did not feel like 20. I'm feeling like they didn't have enough time to flesh. 20 episodes was enough time to flesh out the story.
No, because I don't know how the webtoon is, if it's finished, if it's still going on.
Oh, but maybe I understand.
Yeah, now. So like maybe... The story could go on for a long, long time, right? And maybe he was like cutting out so much. I would say that the school scene, as much as I enjoyed the kids in the school scene, you could have condensed that a bit and give us more of the back half, because where their parents' history and their backstory, it was really, really fun. It was interesting. It was just too much back to back. If you were one of these parents, would you have done the same thing for your kids? So, like, if you were the mom running that restaurant...
Oh, my God, you're right. There's 20 episodes.
You didn't believe me?
I'm just shocked because I'm feeling like it was so short. Anyway,
it felt short. That means that they didn't waste a lot of tape then.
Yeah, it felt short to me.
I'm happy that I didn't have to wait a year for the second half. Like, I would...
I'm happy too, but I feel like it's still not done. That's the problem.
It was like under hour episodes.
That's what it felt short to me. I felt like I didn't get to see the whole story. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, I do think it did end that way because...
They'll have more? I hope they have more.
You know what I realized too? As we're talking about, because it's a webtoon... Why all the parts felt disjointed was because they were story arcs. There were story arcs that would be in the webtoon. So I feel like what they showed us was like 3 or 4 different story arcs. And then they just put them together as a series. But really and truly, they should have... You know what would help me a lot? Is if they maybe told us as an audience, like, you showed the first half of the... And you saw... Part one or arc, this story arc, and you told us what the story arc.
You know,
and then we saw the ending and go, next story arc.
For my brain, I would have appreciated seeing the mother and father's story of the guy who could fly.
First.
Really? And then you see, there's a story. And then you see, there's a boy and he can't, he has light. Then I know, that's your kid.
No, okay, I can't.
To me, that would make more sense.
This is what I would say.
Yeah.
I think that is the one backstory they could have released a lot earlier. First of all, half the people who were watching it were waiting for it. Because one of your opening scenes was this man flying in the air. Everyone's wondering, why is he flying in the air and I haven't seen him in 7 episodes yet?
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to watch him and they were concerned that they weren't going to see him or a lot of him.
Yeah.
And they didn't get to see
a lot of him. That's the first time I've seen him in a drama in a long time.
And another thing is what I will say is I think they had a lot of money. Like, there's a lot of big stars in this. And maybe they had to film it a certain way because they couldn't have them all at the same time.
Or maybe you said the person who wrote the webtoon wrote the screenplay. Maybe that's just how he wanted it.
Okay, so now I gotta read. I want to read the webtoon now just to
see what it's like.
Yeah, but I think I agree with you. I think that arc, that the two parents arc, that one could be a lot earlier. That could happen, and I don't know how far in advance did she start talking about where she goes. I don't want you to be like your father or whatnot.
It was a while.
It took a while for her to say that line, right? Because then he was actually flying.
Yeah.
So I would have. I don't know. I think it was great that, because when it started, I think it could have been like episode 2 or 3. Because when it started, it was fun to see. To see this kid pigging out. You're like, wow, she's eating a lot. And then she keeps going, oh, take this. And you're like, why is she weighing him down so much? Then you start to realize, oh, he's flying. Yeah. That's why. Or floating. And he has no control over it.
No control.
So I would have loved to have seen, I like to see that reveal. And once you find, once the first time we see that he floats, once you show us that reveal, you can then show us their parents' backstory.
Absolutely. I agree. Right? But he started floating all from when early.
He started floating. You could have just shown us.
He was floating in episode 1. He was floating.
Was it episode 1?
He been floating from the very beginning, I think.
Was he?
I don't know. I can't remember. But I know he'd been floating from early.
Well, yeah, you could have then brought into the parents' backstory. I agree with you. You could have done that.
Yeah.
Cause that was one of my favorite episodes, that backstory. Honestly, if I'm going to be completely honest, a lot of my backstory is either North Korean or one of the parents' backstory. Those are my favorite episodes because it was fun to see that. But yeah, when their intro to each other, I think that is a great backstory to have.
That was a cool one.
You know what? It could have waited another one because then you also have to see how the guy who's the agent. I'm not sure if he appeared in episode 1. The government who's seeing the hunting, is everything's hunting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to rewatch this to see how I would want it. My optimum. That's what we should do. We should start saying, as you're writing, rewriting synopses for episodes that you want to cut, and you're like, just do the little tagline, and then you go, start the show now.
Yeah.
I think I would go, we should do a where we're like, how I would reorder this show.
Yeah.
Some of them do it really well where it's hard. Because, again, like you said, webtoons is a different medium. And how it's set up as arcs. But when you put it in a show form,
you kind of want to see the story.
You want to see, you want to see.
And usually in a drama, we see arcs that you would see in a webtoon as flashbacks, or they're showing this little backstory, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they go back to right here and now.
Yeah.
Right? But they spent like a lot of time with those backstories. Full episode.
Which I'm not upset about, right?
I enjoyed the backstory.
I enjoyed the full episode backstory.
But I started to think, are we ever getting back to these kids now? It seemed it took me far out at
way. That you kind of came back and go, where was I?
Yeah. So I was like, okay. Yeah, when are the kids coming back?
Where was I? What's happening? Where was I?
Is there any of the characters that you didn't like enjoy that much?
No, I think everyone did their job. The one thing I didn't know about the guy, the one who sniffs.
The bus driver?
Oh.
The bus driver. That wasn't my favorite.
Okay, no, what wasn't my favorite about that was when they had the nerve to tell me that this man is his father. And I go, dude, they are 5-6 years apart. Like, they're not. They are not father and son. This is he not aging? Is that part of his power as well, that he doesn't age? Is the lightning make him like, only age every 4 years or something? Like, that makes no sense. He was a grown man. Like, this, he was so grown that he could have had one of the kids in school. You know what I mean?
I thought he could have been a parent.
I thought he could have been a parent.
Yeah.
So that was me. So I'm watching, I was kind of like, what? This is your father? That man was not old. He was fairly sprightly.
Wasn't his father an old man? Wasn't he the one with all the white hair? Wasn't that his dad? No?
No. Okay, the guy had like some gray, but he also still had color in his hair. No, he was the one within that Frank showed up in the dungeon place where he owned a record store or a library or something. That was his father.
I don't remember.
Oh, gosh. And he had the batteries, and he was fighting with the batteries because the batteries helped him give him powers. And also the fact that you have to hold on to a battery for power is ridiculous. You should just be able to get the energy from the everywhere.
That was a weird superpower.
The ions are out there. Like, come on. That was a weird power.
Yeah.
But yeah, his backstory was it was interesting. That's the one that was kind of on the lower totem pole of his story. But
Which is why he didn't graduate from the program to do what they wanted.
He wasn't built for it.
He wasn't a weapon.
The guy who floats was hardly built for it. Like, he became built
he
for it.
He was... I still don't think he's built for it.
He's
all
still
now.
Not built for it.
He needs a lot of training. He needed his dad around to help him with this flying situation.
Yes.
Because his mom was suppressing his...
Okay, so that's something I want to ask you.
Okay.
As much as these parents were trying to protect their family, I know when you find out the history of what her and her husband went through, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I get that you don't want your son... Because, like, his power... Where everyone else can just live their life, like, his power literally, he doesn't... He's just floating or something.
Yeah.
But you really should have tried a way to teach him so he doesn't float like that.
Yeah.
Because your husband was able to maintain it. He could stay on the ground.
Absolutely.
So I feel like it was a disservice to just try and ignore it and do it that way. She should have found time or found opportunity
to help
train
him. Well, I think if he didn't have to make such an early exit, the father would have trained him.
I'm sure the father would have shown him, but I feel like as a...
Maybe she didn't know.
Good, bad mother. You know how hard she worked to get her son to get, like, to learn and get back to walking?
But maybe she didn't know how to...
I get that, but you could...
Balance his weight, keep him from floating.
To Marcy, we watched...
She's been trying. She's been putting on weights on him.
No, we've been watching Good, Bad Mother. We saw Good, Bad Mother.
Yeah.
The lady literally threw him in water and said, walk! Uh-huh. That's like, she goes, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying everything. I don't think this mother was trying everything.
Well, maybe not.
I think she should have done a lot more research than just suppressing it.
Yeah, she was trying to make it go away. Try to make him blend in.
Yes, but you can't make him blend in that. He can't be, you literally have this man putting up weight just to try and keep him off the, from on the ground.
Yeah.
And then you have him having weights all the time. Like, that is lazy.
Weighing
like
you down. Literally.
You're weighing him down. Literally. And I think there was other, like, if I was her as a mother, I would have trained him to
how
help
to
control. No, I would I would have shown him how to control himself that keeps him on the ground. I would have given him training, not the training she's doing.
But how do you train him if you don't know?
You figure it out. Guess what? Guess what? Your husband told you stories. He told you stories about how when he used to, he just floated or whatnot, right? Yeah. And it's hard for him, but he had to learn. And before it was just floating, and now he was able to do directionally fly, right? Yeah. You're telling me that you can just figure it out like how he figured it out? You're a smart lady. You got to figure that. I would have figured that out. I just thought it was insane that she wasn't allowing him to learn. And I think that's even more dangerous.
I think...
He's not even able to understand his own powers.
I think if she saw that he had more of her traits, she would be more apt to teach him about that because she knows about it a bit.
He does. He had it, though.
I know, but we never saw her having to teach him.
She didn't even teach him about the powers that she even understood until Marcy.
I know.
See, it was a disservice. She was being a disservice as a sign of what I will say. She's trying to protect him.
Yeah.
She was actually hindering him more.
Yeah.
Like, you should have sat him down and said, hey, your dad's not here. Like, the kid hardly remembered his own father, right? Like, your dad's not here because there's some people who are after him.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to protect you. But in protecting you, I need to teach you how to handle whatever you're happening. So if you ever get into a situation, you know how to get out of it. She left him. All she does is like, come straight home. Don't come home today. Like, she's saying all these things like, hey, you know what you should do? You should prepare him. Like, this one thing I will say is that the one boy who knew about, like, since he was a kid, they knew about him, right? Because he's the one that they realized, it was with him that they realized that the trait or the powers can be passed down.
Yeah.
And at least he was preparing. Like, he knew how to fight. He knew how to handle business, right? Because he wanted to try and, his goal was to try and help his father. Because he was on house arrest. And he goes, okay, if I go in the government, you'll let him go, basically, is what I think he was trying to do. A part of it, what he was trying to do. Why he wanted to work for the government is because he was trying to help his father.
Uh-huh.
Right? But, like, he had some type of understanding. And I think he was better for it. When the people don't come to try and beat him up, he at least knew how to fight a bit.
This is true. Not as good,
but he
could do something.
He knew how to fight.
But he had this instinct, the strong guy.
Mm-hmm.
even from when he was a boy, he was harnessing that. He was just like, what are you doing to my dad? And he was hulking out.
Yeah, he
was hulking out.
He was just like,
I am 4 o'clock, but I will tump you. And you will fly far, sir.
And they definitely flew far.
Yeah.
He's like, I will handle business.
Yeah.
You better leave my daddy alone. He was supposed to be here on time. You kept him from coming on time. I've been waiting. How dare. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, there is a certain thing. Like, I'm like, I have a character choice. I'm like, Mom, little mama, you're doing a bad service to your son who can fly.
Yeah.
You need to do something.
Okay. So that was the one. But what about the other parents? They weren't really doing very much either.
Okay, that one parent couldn't really help him. The one who was on house arrest?
Okay, he could do it.
But he couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything.
He
was like a papa bear for anything. Any of his family members.
The strength.
That's just something. Like, he just saw. I think.
Sorry, not the strength. The regeneration.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
I don't know what. No, but the thing is, like, I don't know what I will say is, she was like, she was pretty fit. Like, she had. This is one thing I would say about that. He didn't really have to teach her anything because she knew how to handle business. He's just like, hey, she found out she could regenerate. I don't know if she fully understood it from when she was in the accident with the mom.
Yeah.
That she could regenerate.
Probably, because nothing happened to her. But
he had to have said, like, hey, yeah, you can regenerate.
Yeah.
You know what
Keep
I mean?
It on the low, low.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I think he had that conversation. The only one who I feel never had a conversation,
a full conversation,
was the mom.
Yeah.
Like, your kid is flying. Your kid knows he can fly.
Yeah, she definitely
you did a disservice.
Sheltered him.
You didn't equip him for anything.
No, she didn't.
Right? I think the father. Because
when she, okay, just an aside. Mm-hmm. So when he was floating and stuff, I never thought for 1 second until they revealed it that she was going to be some part of some spy or nothing. I just thought she was a regular mom who had a flying son.
Yeah. No, it absolutely. They aged her up, but add glasses and this girl, they put like another 10 years on her.
Yeah.
Right? And I would say that I never suspected anything until they had to reveal it to us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I just think she did a disservice. And the other father, he must have had a conversation, but at the same time, I feel that the mother was more disservice is like, he doesn't know how to control his powers. Like, at least the girl, she knows how to control. Actually, she doesn't even fully need to control her powers. She needs to live her life. She gets cut, it goes, heals. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You yeah. find that out. Like, you know that you heal. You can see that. The other one has strength. Like, he knows how to control his strength. Like, not every day he's like punching someone through a tree. Like, he did that on purpose the one time he used it. He punched him through a tree. I just think her not showing him how to, you know, stay on the ground without extra weight on, it's out of control. Like, she should have shown him how to use his powers. And the way she was trying to do it was a bad job. It's like, listen, there should have been a montage of her teaching him, like, where she's like, every year she's like, all right, we're going to try this. And then him messing up or flipping and flying, she goes, all right, we'll try a different tactic. You know, like, yeah. I wanted to see that montage of, like, let's try this. And I didn't see that. And she didn't do anything like that. So
yeah.
That's, I think, why I was like, this is a disservice that she's doing. But yeah, would you have done, if you were her, that's me, I would have tried to figure out how to control it. But if you were her as a mother, what would you have done?
I would have moved to a very remote island and tried to teach him how to fly.
You would have tried to teach him too?
Yeah.
That's
and just hope that he could come back. So instead of like how she used to weight him down and harness him to her, mm-hmm. I would have got a really strong rope. But she did try that a little bit and let him fly around and try it out and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you have to, so to teach him how to fly, that was hard. Like, she had to do it in building because you have to get him down.
Exactly, because he needs to come down.
He needs to come down because, like, when you lost him the last time, I should say last time, when he got away the last time. He was up in the clouds.
He was almost in space.
He didn't even realize his dream was a memory.
Yeah.
He thought it was a dream. It was a memory of his father.
Yeah.
Getting him from when he was flying up, floating up in the sky.
Yeah. That's scary.
That's very scary.
Listen.
After listen, that happened, you should have had a conversation.
It's one thing when you lose your kid on the ground.
Whoa, yes, right?
When you lose your kid in the sky,
listen,
that's a problem.
A helium balloon, right? Have you ever tried? You can't chase down
a helium balloon. You can't chase that down?
It's gone.
And I can't fly up there to go look for you.
Exactly. Only your husband can. He's gone.
See, this is explaining why she was afraid. Because she's like, yo, dude, if you fly and I can't get you to come back, I've lost my child.
No, but no, it doesn't explain. Because she can do it in a building, okay?
No,
she
I mean, other than a build, like...
Yeah, she needs to do it somewhere, a place that she can handle it, right? She still needs to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you have a little, like when he's a little kid and you just get a little, what do they call it? The fish hooks in the net and you just net him down. You're like, all right, let's try this again. All I'm saying is that she should have been training him and she didn't do it. She did a disservice to him and put him in danger. While you're fighting these guys, you don't even realize your son almost died. Well,
she probably did him a disservice on some level. However, she probably in her own mind thought that she was trying to help
him. She thought she was protecting him, but she did a poor... Like, you have good aim. I would have definitely taught my... It's kind of what I would say is she should have been like the show we're watching, the one that we just watched on Netflix, where... He was at least training his niece a bit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't tell her everything. But when trouble came, she knew how to handle herself a bit.
Yeah, because she would remember the words he said. And he's just like, if this ever happens, you do this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's like,
why are you telling me these things? Just, you know, if this ever happens, this is what you do.
He at least taught her how to handle a weapon.
Yeah.
He got a friend of his to teach her how to fight. Yeah. Like, you know, he taught her how to defend.
She got herself that. She learned how to fight.
Yes, but he started where he goes, when you can, because he was always using psychology on her.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you want to move and you want to do whatever you want? Then you got to figure out how to beat me and fight me.
Yeah.
And then put someone in her face that could do that for her? Come on, that's like giving it to her without making it her think it's her idea when it's not.
He
absolutely
hasn't
been his
idea.
I didn't
look at it that way, but maybe, yeah.
But, yeah, I just think it was a disservice. It's just... You want to, you should figure out a way to help your child out in a different way. And I get that she was scared, but that's the one parent I'm like, I would have done something different than you.
So who was your favorite character then out of everybody? I hope you didn't choose a villain again. You've been choosing a lot of villains.
Hey, can I tell you? If my dude, who is the actor who I love, and when he plays an evil villain role, was in it for like the longer period than what I just saw, I might have picked him if I had more scenes.
Yeah.
I won't pick Frank. Don't worry. I'm not going to pick Frank. I would pick Zoe and Sung, who floated. The father who like disappeared. I loved the arc when he went to North Korea was great. I loved that. I love seeing him and his wife, how they got together. I love the whole idea of the fact that he knew that she was set up, like she was set as a pawn. He's like, oh, I knew from the jump what they were trying to do.
But I just thought you were pretty.
He goes, I just liked you.
Yeah.
I knew what was
honey
happening.
Honey trap. I knew it was a honey trap.
Yes, exactly. Right. Honey trap. He goes, I knew it was a honey trap. I just liked you. I liked him. See, like other shows, like I couldn't find like someone who was like so standout in acting, but I'm basing this on the arcs or the episodes I liked.
Okay.
So either him or the one who regenerates, I enjoyed his history.
I enjoyed his daughter.
His daughter was great too.
I liked her. That was my favorite character.
Oh, her history with the school?
I love that.
Great episode.
I love that. When how she got like, at them bullies.
What happened to me and why I'm here.
Yeah.
That was that
she
was
She beat
great
us to but because she had no bruises, she couldn't.
Yeah, that's the only reason why she that's why she got exposed, because there's no evidence of them beating her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just regenerated. But she terrified everyone else.
She sure did.
I would have stayed in that school. I would have said, you won't see me every day. So next time I tell you to stop leave the child alone, you better leave her alone.
That would have been the best thing is to stay.
It would have been, but I think they had to kick her out. But
yeah,
the best thing would have been to stay. I'm like, she ain't leaving nowhere.
Nobody would be bullying.
But like, you can't have. There's no evidence. Then they're exactly. That's the only worst part is they're literally bruises on you.
Yeah,
there's no evidence, and these kids are like to the parents think they're crying wolf, but they're like, she I hit her and nothing came of it.
Yeah.
That was
her. She would literally have to draw bruises on herself too.
She would have to draw it. You're right. Yeah. She should have been. That's what she should have did.
I would have drew them on. If I knew that I regenerate myself, I would have drew bruises on myself.
Absolutely. But that scene where she's getting beat up and like by what? 17 different people.
So many people.
So many people.
And they're going in. And the thing is, the bullying wasn't even to her.
She was
defending somebody else. She just got sick and tired.
That's what ends up happening. That's why a lot of people end up being bystanders, because the fear of like, this is the person's target. When this person's, what if I interject and I now become the target?
Yeah. So let me just leave it alone. That's
usually what happens when bystanders are bystanders. Because they don't want that hate and that stuff to turn on them.
This is true. This is true.
But that I did like it. So who was yours favorite? It was
the girl. The girl who regenerated. I just liked her the best. I liked her power. It was cool. And
I said, she wouldn't die though. You're afraid she won't die.
I said, I don't want to be her.
Oh.
But I liked her story and I liked her.
Okay.
And I liked the way that she seemed quite normal, but she was just a little, a little bit off. But I liked her.
She was off. In which way?
Unless she got into a fight with them people at school, I would have never known that this girl could regenerate. Like, she's, to me, is the one who flew the most under the radar.
She absolutely did.
I'm just a normal girl.
Also, but her endurance is crazy.
Yeah.
She was running as fast as the bus. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But she did fly under the radar. But yeah, that scene where she was like just murking all those people, they so deserved it. I was so happy.
It was great.
Yeah. I like seeing bullies get their comeuppance.
It was great. But yeah, she was my favorite. I liked her. I liked her. Again, it did very much remind me of Sky High, which I thought at least they knew about their powers a bit more and they went to a whole school. Sky High school. You know,
I even liked the backstory of the teacher.
Yeah.
Where you see like why he's there. Like he thought he was an agent and they stationed him here. And all of a sudden now he's more of a teacher than an agent.
Yeah.
He actually even forgot what he was doing. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, I forgot my job.
Well, this is my cover. It makes sense. If you're like a sleeper agent, you get so engrossed in your character that you sometimes forget, what am I here actually? Oh, right. I'm a spy and I'm waiting to be activated. You know?
He was developing spies, right?
Developing new spies.
New spies.
Yeah.
Or finding the potential of these spies.
Yeah. But then why put them in a normal school? Seemingly normal.
Well, school. The reason why is because you know their parents are not on board. Right? Their parents are not aware they're in this. That's what I'm saying. They went to parent teacher meeting.
Nobody knew that they were doing this stuff.
They went to parent teacher meeting and saw each other and said, officially something's off. Like, that's what happened. That's what ended up happening. Officially, they're like, that's when they realized this school is not what it's saying. And I'm going to find out what's going on.
And you know what I find interesting? They focused on three, but I wonder if there were more at that school.
I feel like they're training people to see the capabilities. I think so. I don't know if every kid.
I wonder if there were more, though. I wonder if there were more. At that school.
I think there was more. So one thing, didn't you see the whole flashback where he was training them with their powers? And this one guy was able to put like a really small hole in the desk.
Uh-huh.
He did have powers, but it just was weak.
And
then one guy stopped time. Like when you saw from their path, when he was sitting down doing that interview, where it was like a teacher-student interview.
It's like they're auditioning. I don't remember that.
And then you know that the one guy who was like had the animosity towards who got beat up by the strong guy. And he was a part of the program, but he just didn't develop past it. So like he does tests to see how good they are. So there's definitely more. Hmm. One thing that wasn't a loose end. So when the lady died, the one who Frank killed in her her hair salon or something.
Yeah.
At her funeral, it looked like they kept saying her daughter died, but it looked like she was there. And I don't know what power that lady had. She used to know how to shoot a gun. I don't know where she was, but.
But we didn't see her again.
Her daughter supposedly died, but really she didn't die. She was alive. So we didn't see her either.
So they have to do a second one.
They have to do a second. And then I told you about, so the after credit scenes show that the, you know the mom with the great shot? The mom of the kid who floats? And you know how she, there's an agent or there was a mission she went on and she didn't complete it and she missed on purpose?
Yeah.
The guy who's leading that mission, he now is the head in the after credit scene. He becomes like the new head of the secret organization in the government.
I saw that.
You saw that? And the scene then? Oh, you saw him in the chair and you saw him?
I think I saw that. That
doesn't. Oh, so you did watch the end credit
scene. Maybe I did and not know it.
So did you forget about Frank and this new guy, Elias, from the U.S. sect?
No, I didn't see it. Okay. I'm thinking of something totally different.
I don't know what you're thinking of.
I don't know what I'm thinking of either. But it's not sounding unfamiliar about someone
new
continuing the program, but I didn't remember seeing Frank at all.
Okay, you know what? You asked me about the character I didn't like. It's not really like I disliked him, but I was just like, what is your power? What are you doing? The one who kept sniffing, the one who kept hunting them down?
Like find the people. Yeah,
he always finds people. Like, what is he? Like, he just has a good nose?
He's like a hound dog. A hound dog person.
Oh, okay.
Like a sense of smell that you could sniff like people
sense
out.
Sense out strong, sense out people. Superior-able. Okay.
Yeah, that was a strange one.
I'm like, you just have a cold, sir.
That would be very annoying to have that power.
I would.
Because you smell too many things.
Yes. Oh, too much. Oh, it would be horrible.
That's too hypersensitive. Too hypersensitive. Okay. What about music?
Okay. So, music. When I looked to try and find the music for this, it seemed like it was like basically a score. I wasn't able to find the music for the show. I think you found it on YouTube. But okay, so one of the songs I found it again, all instrumental.
Yeah.
This is from one Dal Palen. I think that's the artist for the whole original soundtrack I found.
Yeah.
So one song I really enjoyed was called Pounding Hearts. And that's what one of the commenters said, that it's like 80s music.
Yeah, it is. It's very, absolutely very 80s. But I like 80s.
Yeah, another one that I found was called, another score I found was School Playground.
Vibe.
And I remember hearing that one. That one was played in the show a lot. And then the last one I found from the score is called Rising Bongsung. Bongsuk. Yeah, those are the three I found.
I like it. Okay, I found a song that I really enjoyed. Funny story behind it. Anyways, the song is called Alone Again by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
It's
love
good.
That song.
I like it. It's a great song. It's a really huge hit.
It is.
Let me discover.
It is.
Yeah, that one. I don't know where that one played, but they did a lot of mixes of music.
That one they played when they were showing the love story between
his parents.
His parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When they were in the Donkatsu restaurant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Like he was introducing her to that place.
Yeah. Okay, Another song that I really enjoyed was called Dam Daddy by Lee Sang-on. Had a very 50s kind of
I like it. You know, it reminded me of Grease.
Yeah, it's like Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
Very 50s.
Oh, Grease Lightning was my favorite from that.
Love Grease Lightning.
So that ends your talk on moving. This show was great. I am very excited to see a second season. I hope that those end credits was not just like for fun, because I don't want no puppet show.
Ooh, I was just gonna say that. I don't want a puppet show.
I want a second season for sure. I want a second season. I want to see the development.
That should be another t-shirt. I don't want a puppet show.
I don't want a puppet show.
I don't want a puppet show.
But now that they've embracing, he's learning how to fly and learning about his powers.
Yeah, I feel like they're just getting started in their powers and stuff, and I want to see what more of the story.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to check out the webtoon, because I think it'll be, hopefully it's not a lot of money for me to pay for it or whatever, but yeah. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
To like read it.
So if you haven't had the opportunity to check out Moving, I believe it's on Disney Plus. I'm not sure what other platforms you can watch it on. Just Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's really great and really interesting take, especially for a Korean drama. And one of the best superhero genre ones that I have seen.
I've only seen one. I guess two.
That I remember. I don't remember seeing another one.
I don't know what that commenter was talking about. I would kind of
put Abyss in superhero, but maybe it's just alien.
Maybe she's using it very loosely.
Yeah.
Or maybe she just means fantasy. I don't know.
Or maybe there's other shows that we have. Can you imagine? Maybe we haven't watched.
Maybe
yet.
It was a blessing, because apparently she didn't like them.
Oh my goodness. Well, anyways, check it out if you get an opportunity. And until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.